WHDD presents Susan Says.
Have you noticed lately there are a lot of very annoying people around? Lots of them on TV, so now I am pleading, asking, begging, please go away. Number one, Joe Namath. Used to like him, actually met him on a plane and had one date with him, but don't like him anymore. Stop with the Social Security stuff. It's so annoying. Any other used-to-be famous guy doing the same annoying ad? Jimmy, J.J. Walker, Dynamite. Yeah, I'd like some. No, stop. Some annoying actress playing a grouchy older lady named Martha or something. Stop, stop. The Kardashians, especially now that Kim is dating Pete Davidson. Oh, please, who cares? And the youngest one with rapper murderer, well, okay, maybe that's a little harsh, but inspiring of rager at the Houston Rampage. And she, with the second baby, pregnant, was there with the first baby, not trampled. Oh, go away. Will Smith and Jada, too much sharing, too much openness, too much info. Go away. Keep your secrets to yourself. Wendy Williams, who is away and sick, supposedly, sorry, but I don't miss her. I just find her so annoying. Lady Gaga, really annoying. Go away. Obviously, Donald J. Trump, what will it take to make him disappear and lock him up already? Steve Bannon, all those other enablers in the former Repug Party, please go away. All of those faux news opinion obnoxious operators, anti-vaxxers, flat earthers, including Aaron Rodgers, who says he is not. Yes, you are. Go away. Really obnoxious TV ads about female body parts. I don't think we have to go there. I don't want to be so liberated to have to discuss those things that should be unmentionable because they should be. Really loud ad for some gaming thing where modern morons are dressed like ancient warriors and yell at each other. I'm not sure what it's called. It's got something to do with Caesar's sports book. Please go away. I am so sad to see very smart conservative intellectuals forming a new university. Somehow, when I checked them out, they were all very, very, very right-wing. Some just nuts, but a few I had admired and even met. You shall be nameless, but this university in Austin, go away. Finally, and this is so personal you won't care, but the damn workers remodeling the townhouse behind me on the roof, drilling constantly on the street, making these ridiculous, disgusting, constant noises from 7:30 in the morning to 4:30. Go the F away. Oh, yeah, please. I actually got out of the house yesterday. I went to lunch with a friend. On the walk home, I ran into that great ABC News guy, N.J. Burkett, covering a store that had been robbed on Madison Avenue. There's a whole spate of it. He interviewed me. I got my 10 seconds of fame. Very nice guy. Great reporter. Thank you. And on a more important note, happy Veterans Day to all who have served us. My uncle, Norman Benzman, was killed on D-Day. My dad, the eldest of four brothers, never got over it. Sadly, I never got to meet him, but I honor him and all of our brave men and women who fight for our freedom. Rest in peace, Uncle Norman. Honor these vets. Take better care of them. U.S. government, that means you.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.